And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Final segment. Hope you guys enjoyed the last two segments. All that information is posted up online. And yes, yes, I brought the donuts for them. You people need to stop guilting me on Facebook about the donuts. Lexi, I think people live vicariously through me. If I said...
I know.
All right, because some of them know we record the show on Saturday morning. So this is what I'm going to say to you. If you come over Saturday morning and I still have donuts left over, you can have them, all right? Just take them because I cannot bring them with me. The worst, the most pathetic thing you want to see in life is me driving down the road with frosting all over my beard and just having a hard time because the wheel is slipping because all the frosting got on my hands too.
I mean, I would like terrible. To see that. I would like to see that.
I'm sure. As I get pulled over by the police, they're not going to believe the donut.
With some sprinkles in your chin.
Because that's the last thing an officer needs. Officer, would you like a donut? As a former policeman, I can say that joke. All right, Lexi, let's start off with, so you've got a fundraiser coming up too. You're just everywhere in the community.
I'm a lot of places. I really enjoy being in the community. First of all, I want to thank Lauren from 68 Hours of Hunger. I think it's amazing what you do, and I'm really appreciative, especially on a volunteer basis. I know how much work it is, and I know how underappreciated it can be. So,
my pleasure.
I just wanted to start off with that. I'm on the board of First Tee of New Hampshire. For those that don't know what that is, it's a youth development program teaching kids life skills through the game of golf. So I grew up playing golf, not by choice. My parents are avid golfers and dragged me out there. Hated every minute of it until I was about 22. Actually, I should say in high school because I lettered in golf and played with a really fun group of girls. But anyway, they almost Mr. Miyagi'd me because I think I learned quite a bit, and I didn't even realize it until I got older. You know, you look people in the eye, you have a firm handshake, and I get complimented on my handshake all the time.
Excellent.
It's on my resume.
And you're swearing because that's something we have to work on.
Right, I did learn that from my father. First Tee New Hampshire, we have a fundraiser coming up on March 28th. It's a simulator golf tournament being held at Pease from 8 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. There are 2 hour time slots for foursomes in the simulator bays that they have there, so you don't have to hang around all day. It's $59 a person. You can sign up on the First Tee of New Hampshire website, or I believe Pease also has directions too, but it's being sponsored by Provident Bank. Granite Coast Realty is a sponsor. Hilltop Chevrolet is a sponsor. Commonwealth Financial and Fred C. Church. So I just want to thank all of those guys. I will be there as well if you want to put a face with the name, because frankly...
Is Pease going to be there?
I might have to check with Pease. Yeah. Probably not.
For a small fee, I'll be your celebrity caddy.
Okay, will you bring donuts?
Because I walk the course. I can do that real easy. I'll just stick behind you and pretend like I'm walking.
But yeah, all proceeds go to First Tee New Hampshire, helping kids learn the game of golf, scholarship programs, help them learn leadership abilities, and frankly become better human beings, which I'm also always a proponent of.
And that's really cool. So, you know, Nick, you know, as a former coach, because we talked about your coaching and really how you brought leadership into, you told a really interesting story about, you know, you coach these students, but at some point they need to look at you more as someone who also looks at your own faults and say, I didn't rise to the occasion that week. You told a really great story. Can you give that story again?
Sure. Thanks. Basically, it was, as a coaching staff, I felt like we didn't prepare the team as much as we should have for that. Luckily, it was a scrimmage doubleheader that we got swept at. And instead of having the team just do sprints at the end of the game, I just stepped up as an assistant coach and I said, listen, I'm doing it with you. I'm running with you guys, because I felt as a coach and a coaching staff, we didn't prepare you as much as we should have. So I ran the sprints out there with them, and our head coach was like, look at Maribel out there. He's nuts, but he's loving it. And the players loved it. And it was really neat because that was my first year of coaching. I ended up coaching 3 years. And I got to talk and meet with the juniors and seniors, and they said, you know, Coach Maribel, my freshman year, when you ran with us, that spoke volumes to us. That was huge. And I think that helped gain a little bit of respect. But I think as adults, we have to continue to inspire our youth, for our youth is our future. So everything that, you know, Lauren, what you're doing within 60 Hours of Hunger is incredible. And Lexi, I love hearing about this because I just picked up the game of golf this summer. So this is super exciting.
We need foursomes, Nick. Come on. I actually really like what you said about, you know, being in the trenches with your team. I used to manage and I managed other managers, and one of the things that I told them is, you know, if you want to gain respect from your staff, there's nothing that you should not do that they, that, you know, that they would be willing to do. I used to work at Planet Fitness and the clubs, and I would be out there cleaning machines and toilets, one of the glamorous jobs that I've had. And, you know, members would ask me, like, aren't you the manager? Why are you cleaning machines? And I said, because I'm the manager. Yeah. My staff isn't going to do anything. You know, if they see me out there doing, you know, the grunt work, they have no reason to say, well, I'm not doing that.
Right.
I used to guard a general when I was in the Army, and he would almost start every talk, and he would come out, and he would start the phrase, he goes, I want you guys to finish this. Rank has, and what do you think everyone says? Rank has its privileges. And you hear that all the time. And he would wait for someone to say that, and he goes, no, rank has its responsibilities. And you should never be asking anyone to do anything that you aren't willing to do yourself.
Exactly.
And he says, and if you haven't cleaned the toilets, you should try it just so you know what your team is going through.
Yes, exactly.
And then you'll make sure they have the right damn brush.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because there's nothing worse than, how do I clean this? That's a really good, I love that life lesson. Sports are so important. And I think sometimes, no offense against any generation, and I'm careful to say, oh, there's a generation coming up. I think we miss that, Lexi, that we're not allowing kids the opportunity to enjoy what sports can teach you in so many other ways.
Right. I would agree. My father coached sports growing up, and, you know, he was a so to start off, I was not good at sports. I was terrible. But what I brought to the table was sportsmanship and team spirit. And I always wanted people to have a good time, because I think that, you know, is a huge component is, you know, whether you win or lose, it's, you know, how you played the game. And my father always taught, you know, if I was ever, you know, sitting on the bench sulking, I mean, he would, you know, through gritted teeth being like, you got out there. And, you know, he was just like, listen, like, don't bring the whole team down. You know, to Nick's point earlier, negativity, it's, you know, infectious, just like positivity is infectious. And my dad never wanted me to be that negative presence on a team.
So you weren't good at sports. And so they teach you how to do one of the hardest sports in the world. Like, there's nothing natural about a golf post. Take it from me. Your body is telling you every step along the way while you're trying to hit that little ball, hey, you should not be standing like this. You need, your elbow really needs to be bending, and nothing normal about it.
Yeah, I don't know the first time I picked up a golf club. I think so with golf, I just think the key is to not think about it. Because I just get up there.
I'm sorry, I'm Scottish, and that's where golf, I'm convinced almost every sport that was created in Scotland started with an argument with the wife and drinking. I'm out of here. The luge, I'm down the hill. How did you get here so quick? We had curling starting in Scotland. I'm sorry, rock, broom on ice, that's, I just cannot be in this house with you right now, and I'm slamming down a whiskey and going out on the ice, and I'm going to sweep. Every sport from Scotland started with an argument and a drink.
All right. I'll
golf being
give you
one
that
of them.
One. I don't have nothing to add to that, because I'm
all
Greek.
Right. All right, guys, we've come to the end of the segment. You guys were awesome. This is probably one of my most favorite shows in the last few months, so I appreciate you guys all hanging out, too. So thanks,
thank
Nick.
Thank you.
Lexi, you're not going to... Lawrence, so nice of you to come in, too. You look like a rock star when you came in here. It was awesome. And then, Lexi, you're not going to be here next week. Lexi has to go into witness protection for a couple of weeks. Serve her time. We won't tell you why. No, she's going on world travel. So we'll post pictures up of her. Hopefully, if she sends them to us. Petey's welcome to come in, though.
I was going to say, we didn't really get to talk about Petey too much, but he's here with us today.
Well,
charming everyone.
When you come back from where you're going, down under, wrong accent.
I was going to say, I don't think that's Australian, but Canadian maybe?
When you come back, we are going to talk about Petey. We're going to talk about where Petey came from,
okay,
and the organization that brought this wonderful superstar dog into our life. And we'll talk a little about that as well. So, but we're out of time. Lexi, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Lauren, hope the event goes really well next week.
Thank you.
And Nick, thanks for coming in. We'll have all you guys on again. And don't forget, LFOD.
This has been New Hampshire Today, Weekend Edition, with Jeff Chittister on News Radio 610 at 96.7. We'll be back next week. And don't forget to tune in to New Hampshire Today with Jack Heath, Monday morning from 6 to 9 on News Radio 610 at 96.7, New Hampshire's news, traffic, and weather station.
Out here in the field.